Raise your hand if you are always looking for more classroom or behavior management strategies. It is, I'm going to say, 100% likely that your hand shot in the air because I asked the dang question and my hand went up. And I think it's because as classroom teachers, we understand that education is changing at a rapid rate, and that is directly connected to the fact that our students are changing because the world is evolving and it's impacting our school system. Now, I know that some people would argue that it's impacting our school system in a negative way, but I want to see it from the lens of what can we do to better connect with our students this year? What can we do to pull out some new strategies, pull out some new stops, and absolutely crush it when it comes to working with our students? And when it comes to needing classroom management or behavior management strategies, I turn to my good friend Jack Birkmeyer for this special episode. It's not often that I bring on guests, but when I do, I am dishing out some awesome, because I'm sharing the insights of friends who understand education. And that's exactly what we're going to do in this episode. Share three behavior management ideas that can be used in any classroom with any age group. Now, I'm just going to give you a fair warning. At the end of this episode, I'm going to share even more information on how you can get tons more classroom ideas to help with classroom connections, relationship building, building that classroom camaraderie that we know that we want. Whether you've been teaching for 1 year or 27 years, this episode is going to equip you with a roadmap and ideas that you can implement in your own room literally by the end of this episode. So, without further ado, let's get into this. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. So we're going to start with a story time because many of you know that Jack and I are great friends. As we grow older, we realize that we are pretty much the same person. We travel to the same places. We like the same foods. We have similar personalities. What you don't know is that the reason why we are friends is because he bullied me in my own classroom. And the reason why I want to tell you this story is because this entire podcast episode is actually about behavior management. And he managed a meeting that I was a part of when we were strangers. And he literally said, "My God, look at your hair. A bird is about to nest in that." And we've been friends ever since.
I just want to say that all of that is correct. I mean, I don't use bullying. I mean, I think that's a little harsh. I really consider myself an observer of the obvious. And when I walked in, you also forgot that I literally had said to you, "Oh my God, you must teach science." And you said, "Why?" And I said, "With hair like that, pretty much." And so you're right. It was over hair, which I have none.
I mean, like... Yeah, I get it. It's wild. It's crazy. I get absolutely slayed on social media from my hair, from people like Janice is always like, "Be more professional. Have you looked in the mirror this morning?" And I'm like, "Hi, Janice, sending love and grace your way." Okay. It's kind of interesting because truly, As teachers, we try to have compassion and understanding and empathy and all of these things. And then, wow.
I was trying to think. And then an asshat comes into your life.
So maybe what we are saying is you should not always listen to the haters on the internet, but you should listen to us on the internet, because we got actually like very good ideas. In fact, we're going to dive. Well, my ideas are good. Yours are very average. So why don't you share your first average idea?
And so it's tough. It's a tough one to talk about. It's classroom management, because really, can I start off with my main thing about what is effective classroom management?
Well, I think more specifically, even the behavior management.
Yes.
Yeah.
I firmly believe this. A teacher with high self-esteem has fewer discipline problems.
100%.
If you are offended by what an 11-year-old said to you, you will struggle with children. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yeah, like, I think that's like true. It's hard to hear, but it's fair.
It is. And if you are devastated by that, then you are prone to write more referrals, more reactionary things, not proactive, very much reactive.
Sure.
And so I think for me, my choices today about management and behavior were really about proactive things, not reactive things. You're right. You have every right to throw a child out of class. And you and I believe the same thing. You throw a kid out of class 30 times, they come back 31. You know, it doesn't change behavior. It just gives you a respite. What's a good word, isn't it? That was really...
Yeah, it doesn't change the behavior. It just gives everybody a break.
Yeah.
And I think a break can be good, but then how are we problem solving from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I firmly believe this, that in the heat of passion, in the heat of anger, you're not thinking about why a child's doing what they're doing. We're not. We're thinking of consequences and we're thinking about what we're going to do. And I always say this, the reason kids interrupt our classroom is a power issue. It's humor and attention. It's fear. It's boredom and it's physical changes. And so one of the things is we don't acknowledge where they're at in that heat of the moment.
Right.
You know, how many of your kids are always wanting attention? But the problem is they want it at the what? Worst.
Wrong time.
Yeah. Worst time. Right before you start instruction. Right when you're right to get class started. They want your attention. And so what do? If we role play this and I say, all right, everybody, let's get started. And you know, Monica, she's needy and she needs attention. What is she going to be doing? She's going to be saying, Mr. Brookmeyer, Mr. Brookmeyer. And what you're going to say is, stop, Monica, enough. Go sit down. No, 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 no. You're not giving what Monica needs at that particular moment. And what I found is the easiest thing to do is to say, hey, Monica, I know you need some attention right now. I know you want to banter with me. I know you want to talk with me. But you know what? I have to get class started.
Right.
Could you just sit down for a couple minutes and I'll come back and we'll banter and we will discuss and have a fun conversation. I'm going to give you what you need. I just can't do it when?
Right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Because I have 33 other children who need my attention.
So I guess here's the thing. What I heard from there is one of the greatest underutilized classroom management, behavior management strategies is you're not walking away from the kid. You're not leaving the kid hanging. You are being proactive about saying, I want to talk with you. It's going to happen. I need 3 minutes. And in 3 minutes, I'm going to come back and we're going to have this conversation. And I think that's really good because I think honestly, like kids can get really fired up about our choices because when it comes to classroom management, it's a lot of like, that's not fair. That's not what you said to them the other day. Like, why are you choosing favorites? Like that pact mentality that we talk about a lot can really unfold if a kid doesn't like a decision that you made. So the question is how can we separate ourselves from that decision making? For example, let me give you like a real life example that actually happened in my classroom this past week. So we were working on an assignment and I could tell that the kid was trying to escape a little bit and they were like putzing around the room, getting a Kleenex, sharpening in a pencil. Like they were having a hard time being motivated. So the next thing was, can I go use the restroom? And I look and I'm like, there's only 10 minutes left in the class period. And so the kid's like, but I really gotta go. And I was like, listen, I'm not saying no. You know what? Let's find out if you can go use the restroom. Do you have your planner? Yes, I have my planner, which is our pass system. No planner, no pass.
Fair.
So they had their system in place. They were being responsible. So I said, okay, let's find out. There's only 10 minutes left. Can you go and use the restroom right now? I said, no, wait, is it an emergency? And they're like, well, not really. And I'm like, okay, so it's not an emergency. Can you go use the restroom? And it said, very doubtful. And the kid's like, man, they're not mad at me.
I have to stop you for one thing.
Yeah.
She's shaking a magic eight ball right now for those of you that are listening on a podcast.
Thank you. That's true. All right. So I did grab a magic eight ball and shake that. And it said very doubtful. All right. Spoiler alert. This is a magic eight ball strategy. Okay. But it said very doubtful. And guess what? The kid wasn't actually mad at me. They were like, dang it. It didn't land right.
It was fate.
It was fate. And so, but I did all of the things that I needed to do. I checked in. Do you have your organizational tool? They did. Is it an emergency? Because I'm obviously, like, I am not the teacher who's going to deny the kid the right to use the restroom. Obviously not. But then they're not upset. Like, it was fair and square. Because another thing, like, oh, Miss Genta, I totally forgot a pencil. Again, I feel like a pencil cannot be that big of a deal. So shaking the magic eight ball in the middle of class, am I going to let you go and grab an extra pencil out of the locker? And it says, oh, it is decidedly so. And the kid is like, yes. Again, if we can separate ourselves from some of the decisions, I do think it's going to help with classroom management and behavior management. And it's super simple.
You know, not only, I know that the magic eight ball is something I would have never thought of. And so, you know, I get angry when you are far more creative than I am. And that makes, and I love that. And the issue, though, for me is it goes back to the issue of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You were consistent in saying, do you have your agenda?
Yeah.
Do you, and with some schools right now, same thing. It might be a sign out mm-hmm. over by the door.
Right.
Now some of it's electronic, but mm-hmm. at least you went through the procedures first. If they were not complacent, compliant to yep. those procedures, yep. then the answer is a firm no.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, you have to step up as well
mm-hmm.
in order to get this of what you need. I love yeah. that, by the yeah. way. That's smart. That's very smart.
And I think what's really interesting about a magic eight ball is, like, consistency in schools is incredibly important. Clear and consistent expectations creates amazing classroom management. What's interesting with the magic eight ball is I'm very consistent about shaking the magic eight ball. I'm very inconsistent because I never know what it's going to say. But what I have found is that kids will actually be like, hey, Miss Genta, will you give us a piece of old man candy? Or, hey, Miss Genta. And they'll throw things out and they'll be like, just shake the magic eight ball. So it has become very much a classroom norm. And when students are recognizing the consistencies that exist, you know you're on the right path to really good classroom and behavior management.
Yeah, you know, you've heard me say it 100 times. Who's the most inconsistent person in a classroom?
Ooh. Teachers.
Yeah. And that's not meant to be mean teachers. No. We love teachers. I mean, that isn't an issue. I put it this way. Our students are very consistent. Think about a child, you know, that has an issue. How often do they have that issue? Every damn day.
Yes.
Same issue, same problem, same mm-hmm. thing. Meanwhile, we tried 42 strategies in 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And none of them worked.
Exactly. Versus if I do the same thing over and over and over again,
mm-hmm.
it's actually the repetition wears down our kids.
For sure.
Because that's what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
Same issue. Always got to go to the bathroom. Always, mm-hmm. it's never my fault. Ever, mm-hmm. you know, they're very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're not in our responses, which mm-hmm. kind of ties to my next one, which is pretty much being using the same phrases, the same mm-hmm. actions, the same things over and over and over again. But you know what? Someone told me this is fascinating because I do that whole thing about ready to learn.
Yeah.
Like, you don't come in my room unless you're ready to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And a teacher said, I do that. And I said, well, why don't the other teachers do the ready to learn?
Mm-hmm.
And profound, she literally said, because it's boring. And that is so true.
Okay.
Meaning teachers hate to do the repetitive stuff over mm-hmm. and over and over again. It is what? It's extremely boring.
Yeah.
It is. There is nothing exciting about saying every single day, you need to be ready to learn. You need mm-hmm. a piece of paper, pencil, and your Chromebook charged.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we do after 25 times? How many times do I have to tell you?
Right.
I'm sorry, then you need to tell them 26 times.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10.
Yep.
And I think that's the part that we forget, mm-hmm. is they need that repetitiveness. So for me, as a kid that's constantly interrupting or constantly arguing, the issue is they don't know how many times they've done that, correct?
Mm, I mean, right.
That brain doesn't say, this is my 9th time.
Yeah, they're not tracking their own data.
No, they are not. And so what happens is when I finally snap, which you and I have both done that, where we're like, that's enough, get out. And then what do they say? I only did this. They focus on what?
Mm-hmm.
The last thing. No child is going to say to you, I understand why you are throwing me out. Mm-hmm. Based on the 9 things that I have done thus far, mm-hmm. this may be the smallest, but I have irritated you so much
right.
that you have finally snapped. Mm-hmm. So they focus on the last thing. And 90% of the time, the last thing they do is probably smaller than some right. of the other things.
It's the accumulation of all of the things.
It is. And so, you know, I'm an old school guy, and mm-hmm. I love the fact that I am that old school guy. And so for those of you that are on the podcast listening, I have 3 popsicle sticks, and they are subtle and they are simple. And what it is that kids need to see how many times they've interrupted my class. So if mm-hmm. a kid does interrupt my class, I would look at that kid, and the kid would know the cue to take away mm-hmm. one of those popsicle sticks, which okay. now means you have 2 more chances mm-hmm. to, and if you interrupt me and there's no more popsicle sticks, then you have to have a logical consequence for that kid that is immediate.
Okay.
It is consistent every single day, every single time, but they need a visual. If you don't like the popsicle sticks because, oh, that's shaming a kid or making them feel bad, mm-hmm. then maybe it's a tally that they put on the top of their paper. Like they put a mark, 1 mark that you've interrupted mm-hmm. me once, 2 marks you've interrupted me twice. Mm-hmm. And again, part of that is having a set procedure once they get to your number. Mm-hmm. If it's 5 interruptions and then boom, this happens.
Yes.
That's what has to happen every damn day. And mm-hmm. it is so hard and it is so repetitive. And it's boring, but it works.
Yeah. Well, I think that boils down to, does your school have systems and structures in place? As simple as they can be. Like a tally system is the easiest thing possible. But if you are currently frustrated and spiraling in your school, you have to ask, do I have a structured system in place for that behavior, for that annoyance, for that stressor? And the answer is no. Good. Get the popsicle sticks rolling. Get the tally system rolling. Because it can be really subtle. It could even be something as like you're teaching your lesson and you're like, okay, that's a 1. And you mm-hmm. hold up the like a number 1. I think it's really simple, but also substantial.
I'm going to do a bonus that's mm-hmm. just quick. Saw a teacher do this. I love this. You know, she starts off and she says, all right, everybody, I need 10 minutes of uninterrupted instruction. Mm-hmm. I told you this before. I love this one. And it's sad we're begging for 10 minutes of uninterrupted instruction.
Right.
I mean, it is. But yeah. Nowadays, I know teachers listening mm-hmm. to this right now going, heck, I'd take 4, mm-hmm. you know. And again, she wrote 10 minutes of uninterrupted instruction. And she turned to her kids and said, if you give me 10 minutes of uninterrupted instruction, mm-hmm. what reward do you want? Now, notice I almost choked on that word because I'm feeling yeah. like, why am I rewarding kids?
For 10 minutes?
To 10 minutes. But you yeah. got to feed the dopamine,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So we got to give them some reward system, right? So she then put 7 hash marks next to that goal. Mm-hmm. And she said, all right, everybody, let's get ready. I'm going to start the timer. And mm-hmm. by the way, best advice ever is timers go down, not up. So in other words,
for sure.
you count 10 minutes down.
Yeah.
You don't count 10 minutes up.
Right.
10 minutes up is infinite mm-hmm. for kids. Seeing it get to 0 means
absolutely.
It's over. Right. So she starts that timer. Well, within the first 30 seconds, a kid interrupts a class and she goes over and erases a mark. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say anything. She doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. She just keeps on teaching. Mm-hmm. They got down to 2 marks left with 2 minutes in the classroom. You could hear a pin drop.
Oh, for
kids
sure.
were giving each other stink eye. They were yep. saying literally like looking at each other and saying, don't you, you know. Mm-hmm. And they got down to 1 mark, 30 seconds left. The timer went off. She goes, all right, everybody, you get the reward. You know what the reward was? One of those stupid TikTok dances. When mm-hmm. the sun goes down on my side of town. And she did that. What did the teacher lose in that process?
Nothing, because they gained so much time because they were uninterrupted.
No, she lost her dignity. But the point is... But the point is if, especially if you're a middle school teacher, we've yeah. lost our dignity.
Yeah, my dignity was out the window on day 1. It's fine.
But you're right, it cost you nothing.
Yeah.
Could the kids done the dance? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you're saying because yeah. the teacher actively engaged in it.
Yeah, she yeah. did the dance, but yeah. she didn't have to do the dance.
Right.
The kids could have done the dance. They could have done it together. Mm-hmm. Could have been Old Man Candy. You
absolutely.
Know, I mean, it can be anything. Mm-hmm. I think, again, the simpler the better, the shorter yeah. the reward system, the easier it is to manage kids.
For sure. Yeah. So to recap the 3 simple yet strategic ideas, we have to acknowledge that we have heard the student. We got to be willing to shake it up in our classroom by shaking that magic 8-ball. And sometimes all we need to do in order to get things popping in our classroom is to bust out those popsicle sticks to prove the frequency of interruptions. And I promised at the beginning of the episode that you could implement all of these by the end of the episode. So if you don't have popsicle sticks, use note cards, use a sticky note. If you don't have a physical magic eight ball, no worries. There are literally free apps that you can get on your phone or that you can get through Google, and you cannot just shake the magic eight ball literally, you can do it digitally. That's what's up. And more great news for you, these ideas don't have to stop. The energy that you are feeling right now after finishing this episode, this energy and this enthusiasm and this optimism can exist for the rest of your school year, because I've got not one, but two more upcoming opportunities for you to learn literally hundreds of ideas. The first one is actually a course that I call 365 Days of Awesome. Maybe you're struggling a little bit professionally, but you're also struggling personally just on a life level. I want to be proactive about making sure that the 2025 year is awesome for you. So you can check out the 365 Days of Awesome course, which is fun, it's flexible, and you can actually still earn up to 15 hours worth of teacher PD credits by being a part of it. We're gonna tackle all of those things in life that can get us bogged down and get in the way from having our best year yet. So check out monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up or to learn more and see if this is a good fit for you. If you liked the ideas in this episode because you're really focused on rooted relationships and you're really focused on building classroom connections, then in December, you can check out the upcoming course called The Rooted Classroom. It's going to be packed with strategies that are great for advisory, morning meeting, creating classroom camaraderie and connection. And again, it's in a fun, flexible environment. It's a 21-day virtual course where you can, again, earn up to 15 hours worth of PD credits. So basically, not only did Jack and I give you your roadmap for the next few school days, but I'm now giving you the roadmap for the next few months. You've got 365 Days of Awesome course in November, and you can roll right into the Rooted Classroom course in December. That's two different courses, up to 30 hours worth of PD credits, and man, is that gonna get you set up to have a great calendar year as we approach the new year. More information about both of these courses can be found at monicagenta.com/courses. I'm going to put direct link in the show notes so you can hyperlink and click and find that website. But that's monicagenta, GENTA.com/courses, so you can get signed up. If you have loved this episode, as a reminder, new episodes drop every single Sunday evening, so you are ready to go for your Monday morning commute. I want to thank Jack for being a part of this episode, but more importantly, I want to thank you for living this teacher life.